AI News by Conjero.
Itanui here, 6 headlines today, and they all point to one thing. AI moving from experiments to engineered systems. We'll pick up product moves, hardware pivots, creator tooling, giant compute bills, and a high-stakes math claim.
All right, so let's start with AWS. SageMaker now exposes a canonical / OpenAPI / V1 path, including streaming. That means OpenAI SDKs, LangChain, and agents can hit SageMaker by URL alone, no custom adapters.
That's huge operationally. Enterprises get a drop-in compatibility layer, which lowers migration friction and accelerates production use of SageMaker-hosted models. And it subtly shifts API control back to the cloud.
NVIDIA's Vera CPU. Jensen pitches a $200 billion market, but the real shift is architectural. NVIDIA wants to own token throughput on the CPU side for agentic workloads, not just GPUs for training.
If NVIDIA succeeds, the stack changes. Expect more vertically integrated runtimes and compiler work to squeeze latency and throughput out of combined CPU-GPU fabrics, and pressure on classic x86 incumbents.
Clouded is operationalizing short-form clips, a 100,000-plus creator network, plus an automated platform and audience selection engine. It's less about editing speed and more about turning clips into a repeatable supply chain.
That model scales if attribution and rights are solid, but it will test moderation pipelines, creator economics, and whether automated optimization cannibalizes creative variety.
XAI's numbers are the investors' wake-up call. SpaceX's IPO paperwork peels back XAI's economics, and a $6.4 billion loss flags the industrial compute bill Grok already demands as it chases trillions of parameters.
For funding and valuations, that matters. Long burn rates tied to raw compute push teams toward heavy capital commitments or costly pre-commit deals, which changes strategic choices for model scale.
Anthropic's deal illustrates that shift. A $1.25 billion per month commitment for roughly 300 megawatts near Memphis. It locks capacity through 2029 and shows how neocloud operators can monetize otherwise idle infrastructure.
That kind of contract changes pricing dynamics. Long-term, large-dollar commitments can stabilize supply, but concentrate bargaining power with big buyers and operators able to finance massive buildouts.
Then there's OpenAI's math claim. A general-purpose reasoning model reportedly produced a novel disproof of an 80-year-old Erdos conjecture. If true, it's the kind of result that forces us to rethink model roles in discovery.
But claims like that need transparent proofs and independent verification. Scientific standards don't bend because a model says it found something. Replication and peer review still matter.
Taken together, these stories show multiple tensions. Standardization versus vendor control, hardware consolidation versus ecosystem diversity, and scientific rigor versus PR cycles.
There's also a clear monetization axis, whether it's AWS making endpoints frictionless, NVIDIA selling new CPUs, clouded packaging creator output, or firms signing multi-billion dollar capacity deals, money follows workflow optimization.
Regulation, privacy, and ethics will layer on top of these commercial trends. Big compute contracts and creator supply chains raise different compliance and governance questions than model research did 5 years ago.
Synthesis. The era ahead is systems first. Winning won't be about a single model, but about assembling APIs, hardware, economics, and workflows into reliable, verifiable products that scale.
That's our roundup. Tune in tomorrow for the next batch. Same format, more signals. Algenib signing off.
AI News by Conjero.